Medals before mental health. Cycling New Zealand and High Performance Sport New Zealand are apologising for unresolved trauma and vowing to do better after the release of yet another damning report into cycling's high performance culture. 104 pages of findings and recommendations have been released in a scathing report commissioned by the two organisations after the suspected suicide of Olympic cyclist Olivia Podmore 9 months ago. The report described the cycling programme in Cambridge as suboptimal and a pressure cooker environment. It comes in the wake of a separate review into cycling in 2018, which discovered similar issues relating to athlete welfare and wellbeing. Clay Wilson has the details.
We want this to be the last cycling inquiry.
Cycling New Zealand board chair Phil Holden never wants to see his organisation in this position again. After months of work and more than 130 interviews, a panel led by Michael Heron QC released their report into the embattled national sports body today. A report instigated in the wake of the suspected suicide of former Olympic cyclist Olivia Podmore in August last year. Holden simply describing the 104-page document as difficult to read.
The very first finding in this document talks to the unresolved trauma from 2016 to 2018. That shocked us. Clearly, Olivia was part of that group. So on behalf of Cycling New Zealand, I am sorry. We should have done better.
Especially given this isn't a first for Cycling New Zealand. A separate report in 2018 highlighted a culture of bullying, poor behaviour, lack of accountability and a dysfunctional high-performance program. Heron also led that review and says while there's been improvement, there's still plenty to be done.
It's one thing to have policies, it's another to ensure that they're understood and implemented.
Ongoing issues the report uncovers include favouritism, a fragmented culture at the program's base in Cambridge, a lack of transparency and support for women's health. Holden insists the process of finally making the program safe and fit for purpose is already underway.
We haven't been sitting still. We've been working on a number of the issues that the report addresses, but we've got a lot more to do.
The same goes for High Performance Sport, who are also yet again in the spotlight as a national body come up short on athlete well-being. Despite that, Chief Executive Raylene Castle says they are learning from the mounting number of cultural reviews.
If you look back at all of those reports and you went now and had conversations inside those environments, you would see that governance has taken it seriously, that the leadership's taken it seriously, and the athletes are having better experiences. The reality, though, is that high performance is going through a significant cultural change across the world.
Nevertheless, the report says the high performance model for all sport in New Zealand, not just cycling, needs to be reimagined. Castle is pushing back against suggestions the model is broken.
The thing that's really challenging is wellbeing is different to everybody. So what my vision of wellbeing is as an athlete might be different from someone else's. So that's where culture inside environments is really critical. Those are the conversations that we're having with the NSOs. That's the investment scheduling and the basis on which we're investing into sports so that they have to be measured against those elements.
So change has begun. But Cycling New Zealand's Phil Holden admits a couple of things might take a bit more work than others.
Trust and confidence is something that's an issue for us as an organisation. There's no question. That says to me that we've got a problem. That also says to me that we've got to aim our aspirations higher for a different model and a higher trust model than what we've ever had before.
The report didn't consider circumstances surrounding Podmore's death, which are the focus of a coronial inquiry.
Olivia Podmore's mother, Ninka, will join us later in the program, but with us now is Cycling New Zealand's board chair, Phil Holden. Kia ora, Phil.
Kia ora, Lisa.
You noted it yourself. The first recommendation is that you take shared responsibility for the unresolved trauma suffered as a result of the high performance program. How are you going to do that, take responsibility?
Well, I think the first step, Lisa, as I did today, was to publicly acknowledge that. And I think that I would hope would send a signal to those that are still grieving from that time that they could come forward to us. I'm really open in terms of whatever process or whatever mediation or restorative mechanism we need to put in place looks like to enable them to work with us to resolve their grief and their trauma and move forward in their lives. And I'm, you know, personally committed to making sure that we find a mechanism to do that.
So a restorative justice process is not out of the question?
No, not at all. Yeah.
So athletes in this report described feeling powerless, judged, controlled, disconnected, insulted, neglected and confused. Their words. Those are some of the characteristics of an abusive relationship, aren't they?
Look, there's no doubt that the report is incredibly hard to read, and I acknowledged that this afternoon at the conference. We've got a long way to go in terms of rebuilding the two words that I think are absolutely fundamental to this: trust and confidence. And we've started on that journey. We've got a long way to go, but yes, I think that we need to acknowledge and accept the feedback that we have had. And we are, and we will.
Does Cycling New Zealand accept that your actions have harmed athletes?
I think, yeah, we absolutely accept the findings of the report and its totalities, and I've not shied away from that, and I articulated that this afternoon.
That's different to the question I just asked you, Phil. Do you accept that Cycling New Zealand's actions have directly harmed athletes?
As I've said, we've accepted the findings of the report, and there's clearly we've had gaps in our system that have created issues for our athletes, and I want to resolve that, and we will resolve that.
What's your current definition of success for your athletes?
Well, in my simplistic mind, what I want is them to feel that they're holistically supported emotionally, spiritually, to create them feeling better as better people. And if they're feeling, that they are delivering as a person and in an environment that is conducive to that, then they'll have better athletic performances as a result.
So medals is not the number one priority anymore, is that what you're saying?
Look, I think in terms of to achieve, and most of those people that are in those environments want that degree of achievement and personal satisfaction from their achievements. We need to take a different perspective of it, and it's got to be a far more holistic look at them as an individual, spiritually and emotionally. And that, I think, is the journey that we're all on.
The cycling set up at Cambridge, it was supposed to create a centre for excellence, but for some it seems like it's been pretty torturous, separated from family support systems, separated from financial help, other career options and life outside of cycling. Do you accept that centralisation has largely been a failure?
Look, I think the centralised model as it used to be for us was probably problematic, but we're now operating a completely different model. So we've got a bit of a hybrid going on right now with certainly in the endurance team, for example. So we've got athletes that are in Europe. We have athletes training regionally in New Zealand, close to their whānau and families and support network. But the area that we've got to find a different way perhaps to support our athletes is in the team sprint area, because it's very difficult for them to become world class unless they're riding together as a team. So we need to find some balance there.
I understand what you're saying about some regional setups, but this report acknowledges that and says you're still not going far enough. So do you need more money to set up a system that would meet the requirements with regional hubs so that people can stay where they are and be the best that they can be in their sport?
Well, I think that's a question that we'll be working through with High Performance Sport New Zealand in terms of reimagining what that might look like. So, and I don't think that we're alone in that particular.
Does that potentially mean more government funding? And have you already put your hand up for the minister and asked for that?
No. We haven't had any of those conversations yet, Lisa. As I said, we're at the start of the journey, and we need to be sitting down with High Performance Sport New Zealand to examine, what's the best way going forward.
Thanks for your time this evening. That's Phil Holden, who is the chair of Cycling New Zealand.